Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
It's EV News briefly for Friday, April 25th. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full podcast, Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. You can be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. We'll start with news of Alpitronic supplying the European charging network Ionity with their 1,000 megawatt chargers, their HYC-1000s, although in Ionity's case, not using them for commercial vehicles, like megawatt charging is normally associated, but for passenger vehicles, one unit cabinet can allow 8 vehicles to charge at once, but they'll balance the power. If only one car is plugged in that can pull that, it would give it 600 kilowatts, but I can't think of anything that's not Chinese that would want to get that much power rolling out on Ionity this year. BMW is relaunching the i3. It's the new 3 Series. There'll be an estate version, a wagon, if you like, a touring version, calling it the i3, but nothing like the i3 in your mind's eye. A new battery breakthrough for electric vehicles from Factorial and Stellantis is next in the news today. Hear all about it on the main podcast, but these are semi-solid-state batteries that they are currently running around in a Dodge Charger Daytona. NIO is expanding the Firefly brand to Europe, now on sale in the Netherlands and Norway, starting at €30,000. Chinese EV brands are doing well in the UK market. Sales of Chinese brands rose 88% last month compared to the same time last year. MG showed off their four-seat, or 2+2, Cyberster GTS, their Cyberster sports car, but with a hard-top roof on it, a 2+2 configuration. MG are doing some really interesting things. Škoda's Elroq VRS version launching in the UK for £46,560. I love the little Elroq. For me, the form factor, I don't really need an ENIAC that big. That's a great car, the ENIAC, but the Elroq, smaller vehicle, but with VRS trim and some new dynamic chassis control, adjustable suspension, big battery pack in that as well. Now, the limited edition Cadillac Celestiq is beginning its deliveries. If you have a spare $340,000 lying around, you can be one of 250 people a year that get one of these. Volkswagen launching its first plug-in hybrid camper van, the California. We love the California, but it is £71,000 or €83,000, so it's very expensive. But the California is what is factory made as a camper. So it comes with all of the camping goodness that you want to have a proper camper from VW. But like I say, it's expensive. 0% finance offer on that, and in a plug-in hybrid powertrain, now on sale today. Tesla is changing their strategy for the Cybertruck. Until now, the Cybertruck has been marketed as a vehicle that you could take to Mars, with images on its website in some sort of, you know, red planet mock-up. However, as we've talked about extensively, they've sold less than 50,000 Cybertrucks, and it looks like pretty much everybody that wanted one's got one, selling only 6,000 of them in the first quarter of this year. So, all new images on Tesla's website now of Cybertruck doing truck stuff, if you like. Work truck stuff with people hauling goods and going about their everyday working life using a truck for truck stuff. But will that appeal to enough new people? People who would otherwise buy a Ford F-150 Lightning, a Silverado, etc. To go for the Cybertruck instead. A whole new change of marketing the vehicle. I thought it was very, very interesting. Renault's Q1 revenue was up, and that's all because of an increase in their EV sales, which they say contribute to a 7% profit margin at Renault. Things are looking good. EVs up 13%. To 13% in the first quarter of the year, up from 10% first quarter last year as part of the Renault business. The UK EV charging network is rapidly expanding. There's now over 100,000 public electric charge points in the UK. And that is briefly
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.